an aggressive cougar that left a Foothills family's cat dead on September 10 and returned for a second visit that night is believed to have left the area, according to an Alberta Fish and Wildlife statement. The investigation into the mountain lion, which visited a rural community near Pretties and behaved aggressively toward homeowner Jessica Lowe after killing her cat, involved multiple visits from Alberta Fish and Wildlife officers the days of and after the incident. According to the department, officers deployed a contract cougar houndsman with dogs on September 11, but they were unable to locate the cougar. Based on the search results, it is believed that the cougar has moved on from the immediate area where the incident occurred. In light of these results, traps are not being set on or around the property at this time, though the investigation remains ongoing according to the department. Our officers remain vigilant and are actively monitoring the situation to ensure the continued safety of residents, continues the statement. In an update posted to social media, Lowe expressed ongoing concern about the cougar's potential return. "Nothing is being done about the cougar at this point. No traps were set," she said. "I do think an empty trap would have given me a lot more peace of mind. I jump at every sound outside right now and just definitely do not feel settled about it yet." According to Lowe, the cougar appeared to have taken an interest in her 5-year-old daughter. "It's just really scary to think that she could have easily been sitting out there," she said, as her daughter typically played with the family's pet cats outside. The cougar, believed to be a young animal, was filmed hissing and pawing at Lowe as she and her daughter were face-to-face with the blood-coated wildcat, separated only by glass. Lowe lives near the Ann and Sandy Cross Conservation Area and is accustomed to seeing wildlife such as on the property, but had never expected to encounter an aggressive mountain lion, she said. According to the Government of Alberta, landowners can legally kill, but not trap, a cougar on their property. "I would like it to be caught just because it has seemed to take an interest in my daughter," said Lowe. "The fact that it came back, I don't know if I would feel safe ever letting her go outside knowing it's still out there somewhere." Lowe says that she will have trail cameras installed on the property for peace of mind. Alberta Fish and Wildlife advises the community that while cougars are elusive and rarely interact with humans, it is important to remain cautious and report any further sightings at 1-800-642-3800. More information will be provided when it is available.